For the last 6 months, a committee in Longmeadow, Massachusetts, has been researching issues of race in the predominantly white Springfield suburb. A final report, which includes data, multiple personal stories about racism faced by town residents, and 8 recommendations, was presented to the Longmeadow Select Board Monday night. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Zach Verheiden, chair of the Longmeadow Coalition for Racial Justice Task Force. A large percentage of residents in Longmeadow, in fact, 90%, identify as white. The vast majority of municipal employees, 96%, identify as white. 98% of public school teachers identify as white. What's the impact of this on people of color in Longmeadow?
Well, I think that the impact for people of color is that they do not see themselves represented in positions of authority and power like teachers or like government officials who are charged with leading the community. And so I think representation matters, and their lived experience is not always represented. They may not always see themselves in those roles. And I think that's important for the long-term benefit of all children in our community.
What are some of the key things you found during your investigation?
Well, I think you've already highlighted some of the key things that we've found, and that is that, as I mentioned, representation matters. And what we found as we dug into the data is that Longmeadow is a predominantly white community that is overwhelmingly represented by people that identify as white in positions of authority and employment throughout the town. And so what we tried to do as the task force was make recommendations to the select board that would help to diversify and create a more inclusive community. And we made those recommendations to the select board last night, and it is now incumbent upon them to take up those recommendations and consider what they might actually adopt and implement to move towards a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive Longmeadow.
So what are some of the key recommendations?
Well, the overarching recommendation that we made to the select board was that they make the commitment to invest the resources, whether it's people, time, money, planning, strategic planning, education programs, et cetera, in order to try and create that more equitable and inclusive environment. So we suggested things such as hiring a cabinet-level officer for the town that might lead those efforts. We also suggested training and educational professional development for town employees, as well as partnerships with local organizations that are already engaged in equity and anti-racist social justice work.
One point that the report made that I noted was that there's no record of minority-owned businesses or minority-owned housing in Longmeadow, but you are recommending that such a record be kept. What's the reason for that?
Yes. So we tried to gather as much data as we possibly could to understand some of the inequities represented throughout the community. And what we discovered is exactly as you mentioned, is that this town does not track data on business ownership or home ownership by race or ethnicity. And we suggest that the town does that because it would be difficult, I think, to try and target interventions that lead to a more diverse and representative community without having the data to understand what the current state of affairs is. And so in order to sort of audit what the realities are locally, it's important to collect that data so that the town can adopt and implement interventions that will lead to a more diverse community.
What was your experience in participating in this this task force?
I had an incredible experience. I think Longmeadow is beyond fortunate to have had a fantastic group of civic-minded serving leaders who were willing to participate in the task force that brought their talents and insights and expertise to bear in order to provide a really solid report and series of recommendations for the town. I think it was eye-opening for a number of folks that participated in listening sessions, whether they joined our meetings or whether they attended listening sessions where we sought public input, for folks to understand how overt and covert racism is, not only in our community, but in communities like ours across the country.
Are you optimistic that things can change, that Longmeadow can become less segregated?
I am optimistic. And I am optimistic because Longmeadow and the select board in particular took the courageous act of declaring racism a public health crisis in our community. And they didn't necessarily need to do that. While racism exists in communities across the country and across Western Massachusetts, not all governing bodies have taken that step and taken that commitment. And I think that is a very positive indicator of potential progress. Not only that, but I would also say that the reception that we received from the select board seemed particularly positive in that the select board dove right into the report and started sharing ideas, suggestions, additional commentary. They asked about opportunities to continue to publicize the report to get more of the community engaged. And I thought that was a really positive step.
If people are interested in reading the report, where can they find it?
Yes, so the report is posted online. You can go to the Longmeadow Select Board's page. Simply Google Longmeadow Select Board. You will see the agenda from last evening, which includes in the information meeting packet a copy of the report. And if that is perhaps too cumbersome, I think members of the community in the region can certainly email for a copy of the report, and they can send that email to longmeadowracialjustice@gmail.com.
Is the work of the task force done now, or will the group be sticking around?
Yes. Well, I would say that in short, the work of the task force is largely winding down in a formal sense. That being said, I think everyone that was a part of the task force realizes that this is a long-term commitment to ending racism in our community. And I believe folks on the task force are still committed to serving in whatever capacity they might be able to. There was mention last night in the meeting of the potential to create a standing governing committee committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion. So there may be a formal mechanism in place in the future, but the delivering of the report kind of signaled the formal winding down of the task force.